All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. And Jake might be looking over his shoulder if you're watching on YouTube. His son, Junior, is trying to go down for a nap, but not willingly. So
it's I put some NyQuil in his baby formula, so we should be good.
Do you read the studies? I don't know. Was it like a month ago that said NyQuil doesn't do shit? I'm like, it might not do shit for your cold, but I beg to differ that it doesn't do shit. It does something. It might not cure you of a cold, but it knocks you the fuck out.
Whoever wrote that article clearly never drank an economy sized bottle of the purple kind as a plane was taking off from Ireland, and it had to be shaken awake while it was landing in Maine, like, you know, 10 hours later or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump in with let's go. I don't know if I have any dark or unsettling stories. So let's jump in with something. I don't want to say lighthearted, but let's just jump in with not too serious stuff. Woman advises against medical tourism after waking up to unwanted implants following surgery. A Seattle woman, for a Washington woman, trip to Mexico for elective cosmetic surgery turned into a nightmare. She woke up with breast implants. The one thing this story is missing, and I sent you a thumbnail, and I should post it for video viewers, the picture of the woman, because this story does not have her age anywhere. If I was the author of the story, it would have been in the title, the headline. If I was an editor, I would have put that in the headline too, because she looks to be between 70 and 80 years old. Oh, yeah. And that's the kicker. When you go to Mexico for surgery and you are 80 years old and you wake up with breast implants, that should be what's right. Popping right there. Her picture is like, who thought that was a good idea to put breast implants in her? They're like, you wanted breast implants? She's like, no, I didn't. No 80-year-old woman wants breast implants that I have ever heard of.
That's what you go down there and get, though, man. You get a place that's not the best regulated, and you're fighting through a language barrier, too. It said in the article she wanted full C. I can see the mix-up right now. The guy was like, hey, do you want full C? She's like, oh, C, full C, full C, C. Okay, full C's it is. And they gave her breast implants.
Well, what's the translation for the other thing she got? A Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
For removal of loose skin under her arms and came back with a taut butt and bigger boobs. So flappy skin is one thing. If you're a surgeon, even with the language barrier, at what point do you go, oh, yes, she's looking for bikini season. Washington in October is heading into, I know it's November now, I'm saying when this happened, October in Seattle, she's getting ready for bikini season. Let's give her a butt lift and breast implants for this 80-year-old. And why is it not in there? I'm guessing 80, because she's a grandmother. She is aged.
I mean, honestly, giving breast implants to somebody who's getting a Brazilian butt lift, that seems like a matching ensemble. So I really think it was one of those things to where somebody was just checking shit off the form, and there was a language barrier, and it was, because the thing is, at first I'm thinking, oh, they're just giving these surgeries and shaking people down. But then I was like, nah, they would have gone with what? Full D's. Yeah. More expensive. I don't think it's a shake.
Or a hip replacement or something that costs a lot of money, or like, you know, at pesos or whatever. Yeah.
I think the receptionist asked, do you want full C's? But not English, not the first language. So it didn't come out, ma'am, would you like a set of full C's to go with your operation today? It came out like, full C, wants full C? Oh, yeah, I'll have some iced tea. See, some iced tea. And I really think it was that simple. I think it's just a wildly unprofessional, unregulated office, which, I mean, that's why you go down there. That's why it's cheap. And you're fighting a language barrier on top of it. I mean, how many times have you called a restaurant and the person picks up and it is a, you know, it's a restaurant, it's a Chinese Mexican restaurant, like whatever. And you know, it's clearly not a native English speaker you're talking to. and there's some confusion with the order. Now pretending you're ordering surgery instead of fucking wontons. Shit's gonna get fucked up. You get wrong shit in your bag. You know, this to me is a major indictment on our medical industry in the United States, on our medical system. If people are actually going down there for surgery and dealing with this, I mean, instead of dealing with the insurance companies, that's how you know it's fucked.
Well, two thoughts. One, what you said is absolutely true. My favorite restaurant here is an Indian restaurant, and they fucked up my order once. And now I speak very slowly and I'm very polite, but you know, I speak very slowly and I ask them to read it back to me. I'm like, or confirm, just, you know, just to make sure I do not get home like I did the one time. And I check before I leave now too, because that one time where it was like, I got home, I'm like, hey, did I get the wrong order? Like, no, this is for order for Nathan. You said this. I'm like, yeah, I never would have said that, but whatever. So, but the second thing is,
You wanted chicken tikka masala. They gave you breast implants in a bag. That's crazy. Who eats that shit?
Especially when I wanted a penis implant. I wanted a penis enlargement. And here I am with good pecs.
Yeah. I thought you said to make it smaller. That's my bad.
I look good in a shirt. You know, like I can fill out my shirt. But then when I get her back to the hotel or back home, it's like she giggles and points at my small ween.
You said you wanted a 10-inch dick. I thought you said two. I mean, they both start with a T, for Christ's
sake. That's true.
Language barrier.
The other thing I thought was, I've been reading about medical tourism for years. I mean, this goes back decades. I've read about India exploding as a medical. There were stories where it cost less to fly to India and have procedures done and then fly home.
Yeah.
I am guessing, because it's not said anywhere implicitly in here, they use words like hospital. I'm guessing she did not go to a, you know, upscale Mexican clinic, because I've seen pictures. I've read like Forbes articles that said, oh, you go to Mexico and you pay this and it's a nice hospital. So Mexico has affordable healthcare and nice places. I'm guessing she went to, well, that one's, you know, $10,000. This one's $2,000. I'm going to the $2,000 one. In America, it'd be $40,000. So instead of paying $40 in America or $10 in Mexico, I'm going to go to a lower Ross or TJ Maxx Mexico and pay $2,000. And that's what happens.
I mean, you go down there for cheap surgeries, and sometimes you get what you pay for, man. I mean, you got the Taco John's of titties, and that's just what happens. You know, I feel bad for her, and I really do think this is truly an indictment of the American medical system that so many people are doing this shit. But you know, that's why you should really try to avoid doing that for things like butt lifts. You know what I mean? It's not like
she was going for loose skin, but I still don't understand. But this shit happens in America too, even without the language barrier.
I thought she said a Brazilian butt lift too.
Well, she got the Brazilian butt lift. That's, she didn't want either the butt lift or the boob job. She wanted loose skin under her arms. That's what she was going, was to get the flappy skin.
Really?
Oh, you thought that?
Oh,
they,
see, I caught the flabby skin, but I thought she was also trying to get the butt lift. So you're telling me she went there for flabby skin, and they left the flabby skin, but just started fucking with the butts and the tits?
Yep. They left the flabby skin, but gave her a good pooper.
You can tell what they do the most surgery. You know what I mean? Like you can tell what's their go-to surgery in that office.
I want to look quick here. I'm Googling breast enlargement cost. Okay, so it's about $6,500 here, and she got it for $2,500. She didn't want it, but so yeah, you save money in Mexico.
That's actually not as big a price difference as I would have thought for breast
implants. Same here. I expected to see $10,000-$20,000 and a big price difference. I mean, sometimes you get what you pay for. Again, I feel bad for her. She didn't want this. She got what she didn't want to pay for, but yeah, you roll the dice sometimes.
Moral of the story is I believe in saving money on almost everything. I'm all about cutting costs. That's why I live in a shithole in Queens. You know what I mean? I live right out on the street. I don't know if you could hear him, but sometimes you hear a a special needs man across the street just open the window and screaming at nothing. You know, that happened. You probably won't hear him because I got the gain turned down low on the mic. But like, that happens here. Why? Like saving costs. That said, not doing it with surgery, with invasive fucking surgeries.
Yes, yes.
People tend to forget, like, cosmetic surgery, I feel in our society is viewed as less invasive as it actually is, just because, like, celebrities do it so much.
Yeah. But
they're getting, like, the expensive shit. Like, forget about even the 6,000 tit job. They're getting, like, the Macallan 12 of tit jobs. You know what I'm saying? They're getting the Mercedes tit job.
Is that a scotch or a whiskey?
Right, scotch.
Scotch.
Yeah, But the way it gets kind of talked about in entertainment and media is, oh, they got a little nip and tuck.
It's a procedure. It's a procedure.
No, watch videos of it. They're like hacking you open. You don't want to go to a fucking place that's not where you should be saving money, is in the places that cut you open and take things out and put things in and all that kind of thing.
I stumbled across, this is years ago. I don't know if you could find it on YouTube. It was a Vince Neil, it was Motley Crue, and Motley Crue was gearing up for a tour, and this was probably when Tommy Lee was doing reality TV, but Vince Neil was getting work done. He was going to get something done with his face, and he allowed the camera in to film him. I freaked the fuck out. I mean, the guy had a hammer and a chisel and was like, okay, we're going to open up his nose. Right. He's got a septum here, and it's like, kunk, kunk, kunk. I'm like, oh my God, it's severely upset.
It's wild. They do so much more shit than you think they're doing, to where you watch some of the videos for these things and you're like, oh yeah, I don't want to get this on a fucking Groupon. Like, I don't want the Tijuana version of this.
Liposuction. You know, they always say, oh, we're going to go get the fat cells out. Have you ever seen that? I've seen several videos.
It's pretty wild, man.
They put a wand in there and then they do this. It's not like a vacuum where they just sort of maybe put something in and go, okay, we're going to, I mean, the guy was doing this with a wand in the belly or thigh, like jabbing and then struggling, like trying to get a tightened screw. Like, it freaked me out. I'm like, I would never want that in my body.
Like Clint from Jaws hacking fins off a hammerhead.
Yes.
Exactly. Like a dull size. Like that's what the hell that looks like.
All right. So this is
one of my dogs is going nuts. Let me pause for 2 seconds. All right. Should be good now.
All right. Perfect edit point. This falls under the category of people have too much time on their hands, and it probably wasn't that big a deal, but a reporter found the 5 stupidest people on Twitter and turned it into an article, so you and I are going to talk about it. Did you watch the sketch I sent you from Saturday Night Live last week? Quote, Saturday Night Live. I don't know why that's in quotes. So it literally says the headline, so Saturday Night Live.
Or so they claim.
Yeah, it's Saturday Night Live. It's not.
I think it may have been recorded on a Wednesday.
And this is one of those articles that doesn't have an author. It's a BuzzFeed piece of shit, which is not news. It's just clickbait. But at least put your fucking name on this, bud. Whatever hack you assigned to write this, but nobody wanted their name on it. So Saturday Night Live told a Hamas joke last night, ... People are reacting to a Saturday Night Live joke that referenced the ongoing... And they're saying, do they even have? No, they don't. This one doesn't even have a bunch of tweets of people saying, how dare they? Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny. So Timothy Chalamet plays a guy in a suit. I don't know if he's an executive or a but either way, he's a passionate musician and his music sucks and he's going to give up on his career. And then the 3 Please Don't Destroy guys show up and he's, hey, will you share my, what's your band name? Hamas, H-A-M-A-S. And they're like, Hamas? Oh my God. It was actually a funny moment. They're not disrespected. Fuck you, anyone that complained. Fuck you, BuzzFeed, for this clickbait bullshit. Fuck everyone that gets offended by everything. Fuck.
I would be willing to bet BuzzFeed or whoever the fuck wrote this. What is this?
It's BuzzFeed, but no one put an author name on it. That's how shitty it is. Literal clickbait that we are talking about because no one admitted to taking credit for it. Just BuzzFeed generic.
Yeah, I love the guy who's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to take down the first funny sketch SNL has done in half a decade. That's my enemy. That's who I'm gonna, with all that's going on around this situation in Israel. You know what I mean? And back here, people are torn on it. I'm gonna go after the one thing that pretty much everyone can agree is funny and doesn't really take a side or whatever. Yeah. I'm going to stay quiet about people in the House of Representatives screaming from the river to the sea. I'm not going to get that's whatever. It's this Timothy Chalamet. He's the one we should go after.
And the thing about this is it's the thing that makes it funny is the fact that it's a play on cluelessness. It's what you just said. It doesn't take a side. It's literally a dumb guy. Oh, yeah, my band is named Hamas, H-A-M-A-S.
It's good.
It was actually quite funny because the reaction shot of that's Hamas, and then he realizes it was a good sketch. And this does no good. This does no good trying to continually piss people off or get those, like we're talking about it right now. Like, I'm offended by it, but I'm not actually angry. Just the idea that that's what media does. All media wants you to click on their story and then get your blood elevated because you're either pissed that it's such a stupid bullshit article, or maybe you're a confused idiot and actually do get pissed. And how dare Saturday Night Live joke about that? This shit should be, you can't rein in free speech or freedom of the press, but goddamn, I wish there was a way to actively fine assholes that post articles like this to stir the pot.
I think new rule, if you're going to be posting articles saying, oh, this is not good, this thing is not funny or whatever, you should have to post not only your name. You know, in fact, fuck your name. I don't even care about your name. I just want, if you're going to criticize the sketch, you're not going to tell me what your favorite five specials were in the last 2 years. They better be good. You know what I mean? Like, if it's some shit specials, Hannah Gadsby cried and cut herself for half an hour. And I really thought that's what comedy should be. You know what I mean? Like it's punchlines are hack. I don't like that, but half of them are offensive. So I want sad people crying and cutting themselves. I want Gerard Carmichael having some kind of mental breakdown in the middle of the fucking thing. That's what I want.
Hassan Minhaj was right. He is a hero. He was unjustly vilified.
Yeah.
Lie to make your point. It doesn't matter as long as it's emotional.
Yes. I only like the parts of Hassan Minhaj sketch specials where he's lying.
I had a thought that I lost. Oh, my thought was, I thought you were going to go here. If this is so offensive to you, show me your comedy sketch that's better. Show me your video short that you made, Mr. High Mighty Critic, that is better than this one, that's funnier than what Please Don't Destroy does. That's my challenge to you.
I'm down with people that don't make this stuff criticizing it. You know what I mean? Like I'm down with, because that's their job. Their job isn't to make sketches. Their job is to, because if they were making sketches that were better than this, they wouldn't be taking the time. I'm typing at BuzzFeed about how I don't like this other sketch. The one I did was better. Like, they wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle is not sitting here writing articles for BuzzFeed about things he didn't like. You know what I mean? Like, that's not going to be the case. I just want to know, okay, well, if this isn't good in your opinion, since you're writing about
something subjective, where is your barometer?
What is something you do like? You got to name me five other things that you do like. If those are fucking shitty, then I don't need to listen to what you have to say about subjective criticism in this arena.
Yeah, good point. All right, now I want to stick to slightly. I'm just doing light news.
Your version of a lighthearted story this week was a 75-year-old woman getting botched surgeries in Mexico or whatever.
Well, it's better than Israel bombed another hospital. Let's put it that way.
And to be fair to those Mexican surgeons, they at least did the surgery correct. They did not like take out the wrong organs like those assholes last week did. That's a good goddamn point.
But I was going to suggest, as I said, maybe we should have Israel bomb that hospital in Mexico.
That's true. I mean, or we could do Hamas. We could have Hamas do it and blame it on Israel.
Yeah, that too. All right. This story is medium big. I have seen a lot of talk about this story. Carissa Thompson admitting to making up sideline reports sends shockwaves through the industry. She talked about how she said straight up that when she is on the sideline for Thursday night football, and they didn't used to have this. I don't know what year it started. It's fairly new, that when a coach and a team run in for halftime and then run out after halftime, they get accosted. Hey, what are you going to talk about in there? We got to be better on third down. Hey, what did you talk about in there? Oh, we got to step up our defense. The interviews are, I hate all sports interviews. I hate them all. I love football. I hate the post game, like, hey, well, we really came together as a team. I really thought that we played good on third down. So when she couldn't get the coach to talk to him, she made up that shit. But she said the same shit they said. She would say, well, the coach said they got to play better on third down. How the fuck is that sending shockwaves through the industry? Eat a fucking dick. I'm on Carissa Thompson's side. These interviews are fucking useless. They're stupid. And God bless her for exposing it, because nobody called her out on it. She called herself out. She admitted, sometimes I make shit up. No one ever went, wait. Did you catch that? She just said that the defense needs to step it up. I don't think the coach really said that. We need to launch an investigation. This is bullshit. This is a non-story, and yet it actually is gaining traction. If they fucking fire her, I hope she files a lawsuit if they fire her.
I blame it on the people who, like, slot them time to do that for every single halftime.
Yeah.
Because you're bound to not get it most of the time. What are they going to say? Hey, I mean, like, in halftime or at the end of halftime, they kind of don't have a lot of free seconds
shit to do,
to be dicking around. Like, what are you going to talk about there in halftime? The game you just watched. Anything you think your coach is going to say to me? Yeah. He's pissed off that I take so long running into halftime because I'm out here talking to you. He calls me a fucking moron. He calls me a fucking moron every time I talk to you. And I'm starting to see his point. Like, they got shit to do, lady. Like, what do you, and so it's just a weird thing. Like, if she's slotted to talk about something, if they're like, we're going to Carissa, she has to say something. What is she supposed to go? Well, they all ran right past me because they're in the middle of a game.
Because they got a 10-minute halftime.
Yelled, suck my dick, motherfucker. That was the only interaction I got with the team. They're down 2 touchdowns going into halftime. They didn't want to chat to me about it. What do you want?
You know what this reminded me of? One of the best movies of all time. Definitely one of the best baseball movies. But Bull Durham, when Kevin Costner coaches Tim Robbins in the post-game interview, and he just gives him a bunch of cliche shit to say. He literally says, just tell him, we got to take it one game at a time. I thought everybody played well. We got to play harder. We got to, like, he gives him a bunch of, and then at the end of the movie, Tim Robbins makes it to the big leagues, and he's being interviewed, and he's just spewing the cliches out. That's all she did. That's all they ever fucking do. That's why that moment in that movie was so good, because I've never understood. Like I said, this is relatively new. This is within the past few years where they decided, hey, instead of just talking to you before and after the game, we got to talk to you in the middle of the game when you got 10 minutes to regroup. When you are down by a touchdown and you know that you can be better on defense and you got to talk to your defensive players, we need to take a minute of your time to badger you when you want to be in talking to your players about something you've seen on the field. It's fucking dumb. If this wasn't a politically correct time, I would say the R word. It's fucking R. But, you know, I can't say that because I'll get us canceled. What I just said is probably enough to get us canceled, so I can't take it any further than that.
It was enough to get us canceled, and it was douchey enough that it wasn't funny. So, it
wasn't
really
trying to be funny. I was just angry.
Yes. It was. You came across like a lineman who's dumb enough to stop and talk to Carissa Thompson while his coach is trying to yell at him for missing fucking blocks. It's your unwillingness to use the R word, but willingness to bring it up.
George Santos won't seek re-election following scathing House ethics report. I think he should.
Now, this is a guy I want Carissa Thompson to interview. You know, I want to see that sideline interview. I want to see him running into that hearing committee and getting stopped by Carissa Thompson. What do you think's going to happen this half? You did pretty well the last time they tried to vote you out. You made it by 4 votes. What are you thinking this time? I really want her to get him on the way in there.
That's what they need, is congressional reporters. I mean, they have them, but I want to see them. I want to see the congressional reporters making up shit, because the shit the politicians spew is just bad. It's our word. Anyway.
Well, she couldn't make up more shit than George Santos. That's the reason we're here.
I'm a little pissed at Santos, because he Like, this is nothing new. Why is he throwing in the towel now? I want him to double down. Go clean your room.
Well, why should we think? You're saying he's not running for re-election. You know what I think that means? He definitely runs for re-election. We're going to think, well, George Santos said a thing, therefore it must be true. That's my barometer for what the hell's real and what's not.
Well, stuff I don't know. He did use all caps. However, will all caps not be seeking re-election, he said on Twitter. It's wide-ranging 56-page report. A complex web of unlawful activity involving campaign, personal, and business finance. Apparently, he literally would just take campaign finances and put them in his bank account. Yeah, just didn't even keep, like, I'm a nobody comedian. I have two bank accounts. I have two bank accounts that I pay my credit card, and which is attached, like, all my comedy expenses, and I have personal. He didn't even have that. He just like, oh, you gave me money. It's going in my account. Now I'm going to buy a Brazilian butt lift and some fake tits in Mexico.
I'm kind of on a side with this one. I think if you're dumb enough to donate to George Santos's campaign, you deserve to have your money spent on OnlyFans. What'd you think he was going to spend it on?
That's what we said about Trump months ago when they were saying, oh, Trump is using his donation money to pay legal bills. Well, yeah, of course he is. Anybody that and not the legal bills that he said, I'm going to fight election fraud. No, the legal bills of people are attacking him for all the shit he did. And that's what we said is like, if you are donating to Trump, you have to know that's where the money's going. Who cares?
Well, and I would make the argument if you're donating to Trump, you want him to win his legal battles. Hence, I don't know, man. This is like the one thing also that I'm on Trump's side for is I am for people using the money of schmucks dumb enough to donate to their campaign in any way that they see fit.
And I'm going to clarify for me, and I think I'm speaking for you as well. There's a sliding scale of stupid. I don't donate to fucking Biden either. I mean, I don't think he's a bad president. I don't want him to run, but I'm not giving money to any fucking politician.
And if I don't. I'm not going to be shocked when Biden spends that money on bail for Hunter Biden. Like, it's just, it's what's going to happen. He's going to be bribing Ukrainian officials to get rid of the P tapes or whatever the fuck he's got over there. There's another laptop. Here's some money, Baba Lagabovich. Get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's one of our favorite guys. Elon Musk rips into largest advertiser. Again, in quotes. Maybe because that's a direct quote from whatever. Largest advertisers. After Disney and Apple and other media companies pause ads over anti-Semitic amplification. Now he's threatening to file a lawsuit against Media Matters, who pointed out certain things about... He said, the quote is he's going to go thermonuclear on someone. Hey, advertisers, you knew who you were getting in bed with. How is this a surprise? Like the shit Elon does, all the shitty tweets. And I'm not even taking a I hate Elon stance. I'm just saying the guy tweets whatever the fuck he wants. He's always done and said whatever the fuck he wants. And apparently it was the tweet said Jews are trying to erase the white man, something. And he replied, absolutely true. Something like that. How is this surprising?
It's a hilarious time to tweet that, too. It's like, bro, the one Jewish state is in an active bombing campaign of a country that is not white. What the fuck are you talking about? That's insane.
That's insane. And it's insane to say that suddenly now it's like anybody that thought. Anybody that walked away from Trump after January 6th, like, well, that was like Bill Barr, like, January 6th was a breach of everything he had done up to that point, every word out of his mouth, everything he said. I don't understand this sudden idea. We have newfound morals. No, you don't. The public said, we don't like this tweet he sent or he responded to. So you're saying, maybe we should back off. And they say pause. They didn't say we are boycotting. We're done with Twitter. It's literally a pause in spending until it blows over.
I will say on there, like a counterpoint to that, this tweet seems a little nuttier than any of his other shit so far.
It really is.
I wouldn't expect it this one. It's especially weird to hear something that's anti-Semitic out of a guy who is that successful. It's kind of like the Kanye West thing of like, hey, if you think that Jewish people secretly run the entertainment industry and you have made like $1 trillion in an industry, you should probably suck the Jews' dicks. Why are you, what is your fucking issue? You know, with him, it's weird to hear a guy, basically spreading all these anti-Semitic conspiracies. Like, oh, they run the media. It's like, you own Twitter. What are you told the media? What do they run you? Are you secretly the Jews? Because if not, then no, they don't run the media because you own Twitter. Like, this is crazy.
Well, and the other thing that you said something that I was going to point out. We're living in a time where the term anti-Semitic gets tossed around a lot. And I see some things, some headlines where it's like anti-Semitic. And then I read it. I'm like, I don't really think that's this right. was fucking anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting a nothing burger out of this.
Right. And then this was hardcore. Jesus. Jews are trying to replace. It was literally tiki torch. Jews will not replace us. And he said, do you know the exact quote? He said, like, this tweet is fact or every word of this is true.
Yeah, you're speaking the truth. Something. Yeah, along there was something those lines. That. Yeah, yeah.
But he's. Oh, I got the two articles in my brain wrong. He's now saying that he's going to sue someone because of the advertisers pulling out. But in this one, he's talking about he's blaming these advertisers as repressing free speech. He took his blatantly anti-Semitic tweet and said, like, many of the largest advertisers are the greatest oppressors of your right to free speech. So subscribe to Twitter Premium where there are no ads. Like, he tried to turn it into a sell point.
Isn't deciding where you are and are not advertising based on what they're saying, isn't that itself free speech?
Yeah.
We want to
advertise here. We don't want to advertise here. It's business. It's making a choice.
It is. I think companies get a little too like, oh, this guy said something offensive. I don't like it. But to make it a First Amendment issue, First Amendment and free speech talk about like the government. This isn't the government coming in and saying that Disney and these guys cannot advertise on Twitter. This is them deciding we don't want to advertise on Twitter based off of what you directly are doing. So, it's just like. You had the free speech to buy Twitter. Like, what the fuck are we talking about here?
His thermonuclear lawsuit is against Media Matters because they pointed out anti-Semitic things on Twitter, and that upset some advertisers. So he's threatening to sue Media Matters. Now, the funny thing will be is if they go to court and Media Matters shows screenshots. Here's an anti-Semitic tweet, and here's an ad for Apple. I can see Apple not wanting to be next to that. You know,
right.
If they do not have what the kids call the receipts, then Media Matters could be in trouble. But I am going to go out on a limb and guess, and I can be proven wrong. I'm going to go on a limb and guess that Media Matters, like, looked at a bunch of evidence, looked at advertising, followed certain accounts, took screenshots, and created a detailed report. They could have just been like, we don't like Elon Musk, so we're going to say this. They're fucked if they did. I'm going to guess they did not just decide to like, hey, let's take on Elon Musk. I'm going to guess that they actually looked into a few things
Look, is there selective reporting with places like Media Matters? Yeah, sure. Are they going after Elon Musk harder than, let's say, Rashida Tlaib, you know?
Absolutely.
Then the protesters that barricaded Jewish students in the library at NYU. I would guess if those guys had tiki torches instead of Palestinian flag signs, they would be covering that event very, very differently, right? So companies like that will decide, this guy's on my shit list.
Yep.
These guys aren't, you know? And hey, way more Jewish people have been taken out because of the term from the river to the sea than whatever the fuck Elon Musk just retweeted. So because if you're trying to directly tie it to Nazism, I'm sorry, it's not. It's too much of a fucking leap. This is a different thing, still very anti-Semitic, but it's not directly tied to that shit. So you're being selective in just going after him and not other groups who are maybe doing a little more anti-Semitic shit in America right now than Elon Musk, than Donald Trump using the term vermin when talking about Democrats. And they kept going, well, Hitler used that term when talking about Jewish people, but did Trump say Jewish people? No. Well, then if not, we're talking about something different. And he said enough wild shit, especially recently, that I feel like they're putting too much weight on this word, especially at a time when they're actively ignoring anti-Semitism, direct, hardcore, intentional, in-your-face anti-Semitism coming from other groups right now because of who they are and what they're associated with.
The only pushback I have to that is I heard a great thing that Trump doesn't understand the connection between vermin and Nazism. He's too stupid. But Stephen Miller writes a lot of his shit, and Stephen Miller is absolutely a racist, anti-Semite. You know, Stephen Miller was behind all the "I hate Muslims, I hate Mexicans." Stephen Miller is a white supremacist, and he writes all Trump shit. So Trump just gets up like, "Hey, call verb," you know, like he just regurgitates and puts it in his own Trump language. But there is actual evil behind Trump. I'm like, not saying Trump's not evil. He's too stupid to understand what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think he just said it as like, he viewed it as like, oh, they're the swamp.
Yeah, yeah, but
they're,
he was told to say it. Like, Miller gave him some talking points.
Yeah, and hey, man, was he intentionally, did somebody intentionally make that as some kind of tie to Nazi? I don't know. That's a little too in the weeds, I think. It's too loose of a term, the term vermin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like scum or shitbagger. I don't know, man. I really think they're putting too much weight on that. As opposed to him directly saying, "Hey man, I'm gonna lock up my political opponents."
And what she is saying, yeah,
legally binding election was bullshit. You know, like those to me seem a lot more dictator-like than just the term vermin, especially when you have tons of anti-Semitism that you're ignoring right now, and you're gonna kind of fucking go Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind with that one fucking word.
Yeah. All right. Did you see the video last week of the armed attempt robbery in Los Angeles and the guy defending? And then this story pops up. Where's the fucking story? The story disappeared. I have the thing. Read this article for free. I've been paywalled out of this article. God damn it. So the headline is, armed homeowner who defended his family in driveway shootout says he's been stripped of gun permit. When you click the article, which I can't click because it's been paywalled, He yelled at the police. The police came and didn't really do anything. They wouldn't pick up shell casings. They didn't investigate, but he yelled at them and they said, "All right, we're taking your gun permit." And the police actively said, "It's because you yelled at us." I mean, holy shit. what a way to go out. Like, here you are using your gun the way you are supposed to defend your house, a Second Amendment right, defend your family. And the police say, "Yeah, we didn't like the way you spoke to us, so we're taking your gun." Not that we didn't like the way you didn't use it. We didn't like the way you fired it. That's all fine. But you yelled at police officers. That was in the article when I could read it. That's why I sent this to you.
It's pretty ridiculous, man. I mean, it's hard to find a more cut and dry case of like this guy is using his concealed weapon in self-defense than this. And they're still going, no, we don't like him. We don't like
the way he acted.
I think we're
gonna get cut off. Find Jake at Jake Vevra on all the social media sites. Find me at NathanTimmel.com and on my website. I'm gonna put it up front. I'm gonna revamp it. I just launched a t-shirt store on TeePublic. So my link tree is on my website, but I'm going to put it front and center. Go look at all my t-shirts and buy something and help me make money. All right. Bye.
I'm going to get a Tijuana hair transplant. Yeah, I'm going to be like Fabio next week.
With big tits.
Yep. Yeah.